Hey, Horror Hive, before we get to this week's episode, we want to let you know that this week's episode is brought to you by none other than Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve says the best part of staying at home is playing at home. And we're giving the Horror Hive the opportunity to go ahead and choose almost any one item and get 50% off. Not only do you get 50% off, but Adam and Eve is throwing in 10 free boredom busting gifts, including 6 spicy movies, a 3-piece bonus kit. This is a gift for her, a gift for him, and a gift for you guys to enjoy together, as well as free shipping and handling. Remember, just use our offer code WD50. That's WD50 at checkout. Adam and Eve has thousands of products to make you glad that you are staying at home. I know we're all ready to get out the motherfucking house, but that doesn't mean that you can't enjoy being at home. So go ahead, go to adamandeve.com and use our offer code WD50. Now, let's get on with this week's episode. Hi, guys. God damn it. We fucking made it. Another episode of motherfucking horrible fucking decisions. Yes, that's how the fuck I feel. Because
hope you guys have a great fucking Monday. Fuck. There's some fucking guests in here. Bitch.
I'm over this fucking remote record. We were supposed to be recording and done over 2 hours ago. God damn it. Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong today.
What is going on? What fucking other podcast out there is putting shit in the universe? These fucking esoteric bitches is home. They don't know what to do. They're just Googling shit. How to
Here you go.
On the fucking mic. Well, bitch.
Why you over here motherfucking saging? Get the bad spirits out your life, god damn it. Shit.
My spirits in my life good. They hate you. This is some horrible decision shit. I'm going to smoke some weed and some Palo Santo at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, guys, welcome again to another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Pat the Stallion, a.k.a. That Bitch, a.k.a. Mandy Baskins, bitch. Mandy Baskins. What's up? Palo Santo, ho.
And my name is Sejo. Weezy, and I'm high. There's only been 3 episodes to date where I've been high. If you count Adderall, maybe 5. But as far as weed, just 3. And today is numero tres.
numero? I'm weak.
I don't know. Weak. I'm doing this for Carmen. What the fuck? She looks like she know what I'm saying.
So guys, I'm excited today because we have another couple joining us. And so if you are in quarantine and you are getting dick or pussy, you know, good for fucking you. This episode is for your ass. It ain't for me, but it's for y'all that gets dick and is out there fucking. So we have a couple who is not only going to talk about where they are in the lifestyle, because they are a part of the lifestyle. We are also going to talk about how to keep things spicy during quarantine. And we is going to talk about how them hoes was present with me during the virtual orgy. And how that kept them excited. So can you guys go ahead? We do awful at introducing our guests. I thought that was good enough. Y'all are a couple. But go ahead and let our audience know your name and what you guys do. Because you guys also have a podcast. So can you tell our audience who you are?
So my name is Carmen.
And my name's Aiden. And we're the Bull and Bunny Podcast.
It's because I'm a bunny.
So is that how y'all start the podcast? Is this how it goes? Pretty, that was cute.
Pretty much, but our intros for our guests are more awkward.
It's been a year. So we actually, what, like 2 years ago?
When you guys did your first live show, that's when we restarted our podcast last year. When you guys did your first live show, we had just been doing it for a few months. And then we stopped for like a year, I think. And then we came back.
Yeah.
Started last year.
Well, to have it for a year is a long time. And I only asked you that because Mandy and I still don't know what the fuck we going to say every time we start this show.
No, we have the same problem intro and guest, though.
I'm going to get some rap tunes or whatever. At the end of the day, y'all, the show starts with yeah, ho, okay? That's when the motherfucking start, goddammit.
And when you, I guess, do a Mandy, is that scratch? That's the scratch he gave you on your face?
Yes, bitch. I told you I almost killed the nigga. It looked like I was crying tears. So my cat jumped up at me while I was just like on the bed. Bitch, I was on live too.
I didn't even see it at first.
No, bitch. He jumped up and his claw went like poke. And bitch, it just started bleeding. Ooh. And then here I go. I call my mom because I'm like, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill the motherfucker. The cat is about to fucking die. So I call my mom and she's fucking laughing. She's like, just apply pressure. And then she gets real doctory on me and is like, well, the head bleeds the most. And I'm just like, bitch, what? I'm like, no, my vagina bleeds the most. My fucking cheek should not be pouring blood right now.
Oh, I get it. Like,
okay. I don't know. It was just pouring blood. I was like, fuck. So yeah, this is the scratch. And then I didn't want to put a Band-Aid under it and look like fucking Nelly. I'm not a saint.
Bitch, no. It looks like a like you look like you killed somebody, at least through this screen.
It look like a little teardrop. Yeah. And ooh, let me put a little. Oh, I'm gonna do a little tattoo on it.
You gotta take a serious okay, looking picture though. You can't be smiling out hard.
First yeah, off, my smile lights up the room.
It okay. does, but with a teardrop, it's just gonna be like
you're mad hard with a teardrop.
I'm not gonna lie, I used to think a dude with a teardrop tattoo was so sexy until I realized it meant they like probably killed somebody.
But that shit's still kind of fire. If it's sexy, no. It was like, you know what I'm saying? Like a gang shootout.
No.
Because you know if he'll kill for money, he'll definitely kill for you.
Niggas ain't killing for money and pussy. It's probably just the money and the drugs.
I bet you those are the top two reasons, bitch. Money and pussy.
No. The women kill for dick. There's a whole show about it. Women are killing for dick. Men are killing for drugs and money.
First of all, 80% of like murders are men. I think it's like 85.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, that part. I'm talking about the snap bitches. Like okay, they do
so
it because
50% of them is in there for killing niggas off of drugs. 10% is for some like weird schizophrenia shit. And the rest of the percent, because I don't do mathematics
at all,
is over pussy.
You just did 112% total. Yo. I don't know what type of circle that is. No pie charts for
y'all
you.
Y'all should see me when a sale is going on in a store. They could say something basic, like the dress could be $100 and 20% off. And I'm still like, okay, well, can you add up how much it'll be?
You're trying to get the final amount with tax. That's what it is. That's your excuse.
I mean, shit, you I'll know. Go fuck, bitch. Serve me, ho. Anyways, we're going to get this started because there's definitely a lot to get into. So once again, if you have a partner, this episode is definitely for you. Shit. Bitch, this acid reflux ain't no motherfucking joke. A bitch had Dominican coffee today. That shit's strong as fuck.
I honestly would try to take over and let Mandy get her breath together, but I'm so fucking high right now.
Shit. Okay, stop wait. It. They're going to think we're unprofessional. Okay.
What do you mean? We're in a quarantine. I can't help how I'm doing my job, my nigga. Let me try to read this vanilla shit, to be honest with you.
Well,
I don't know
the vanilla
if I can
shit,
read.
Look, see, no, you can't read it all. I'm going to read because, bitch, I have to make up for Patreon because they said I was reading in hieroglyphics. Bitch, I got on Patreon so drunk, I don't know what shit. I was reading, but the words wasn't coming out, man.
Let me tell you how many times Mandy said the word euphemism. How many syllables did it? She was like, the
euphemism, bitch. It was not euphemism.
It wasn't. And you said that word.
Did I? It was some bullshit. Anyways, we're going to get into our vanilla shit. As you guys know, vanilla shit involves sex in the news. And of course, without giving all of the shine to OnlyFans, I found an article in the New York Times talking about how sex work has come home. More of us are making and watching sexual performances online now, and fewer of us are paying for it. This article actually touches on quite a few of the models on Cam Soda who are seeing more viewers, but it's not necessarily translating into more coins. It says that there has been a 75% increase in overall signups, which make about 3.7 million just in the past month.
So how they ain't making more money? How the fuck that math go?
Because 60, everybody so on Cam Soda, you can watch, like they have ways to where you can watch and you have to like donate for more. Like they won't necessarily. You
oh
don't
yeah,
necessarily,
like let me see pussy, but you got to give me 10 more coins.
But you have to give me mm-hmm. coins in order to keep going. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it says that they create their own currency. So each token is worth 5 cents. So the model can take off an item in clothing, do a sexual act. I guess niggas is just really on there not trying to spend no money. But it's also something to know that over, 30 million people have applied for unemployment. So, yes, you have, you know, women on OnlyFans who are making money, but not the majority are making that much money because you have to realize people are still not getting checks every 2 weeks, every week. The tips they make, a lot of people are out of jobs. This leads me to bring in two other ways people are enjoying sex visually on video and shit. So, guys, I shared with you guys that I was the host. It was my first time hosting. So tell these hoes if I did a good or bad job. I'll take critique. But anyways, I hosted a virtual orgy, and Carmen and Adian were in there. And I was like, oh, bitch, I know y'all. I've seen y'all host before. So in order to get the couples kind of relaxed, we started off with a game of Truth or Dare. Do you guys want to continue sharing what your experience was like, what you guys were comfortable doing on camera, and kind of how it helped your sex life a little bit?
Yeah, we actually went to two sex orgies. So that one and another one.
So that one, by the way, let's give a shout out to our past guest, Daniel Saint.
Yeah, Daniel Saint.
We're actually going to have him on our podcast next week, too. So.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So you guys will hear, I guess, definitely a really good segue of an episode. But Daniel Saint is the founder of a sex club called NSFW. And It's been called the premier place to have sex in New York, across the globe. People fly in from everywhere. And basically, he has a system where he can vet people out based on what they look like and start almost a page to where you have a community to where you can meet people before you even get to the sex club, which I think is great.
I wanted to warm up. I guess if you guys can not only share your experience, I want to get into, of course, I'm going to ask you what you thought, how the people looked, what they did. Like, I want to get into that just a little bit. So if you guys can, please share your experience as a couple going on to a virtual orgy.
So I feel like we were kind of against the idea to join virtual sex orgies because we've gone to like real orgies and real sex parties before. I wasn't really sure what to expect. And I'm honestly sick and tired of being on Zoom. Like, I'm sorry, guys, because I know we're on Zoom right now. But, like, I've been in Zoom every day. So I did not want to do another virtual call. But I was like, you know what? Let's just try it out because we were in a WhatsApp group with like NSFW. It was the first one that they started. They've had to start a new one since just because of security reasons. But we decided that like this one particular one, because I had one. It was one of the competitions.
They had competitions in their WhatsApp groups for free passes. So it would be like, today is post, you know, a sexy teasing pick. And then whoever had the sexiest pick would get a free pass to go to any of the parties.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So not you guys to toot your own horn, but be
right. So you guys got in. Again, mm-hmm. Y'all were one of the first couples that even showed up on camera. There were a lot of couples that seemed a little shy in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so you guys got on and we played Truth or Dare. Do you want to share? You know, y'all was ready. I ain't gonna lie. Like, what you want us to do?
So no, because you called us though, and we were invited, and I was like, do we really want to go on? Do I really want everyone to see me?
We looked at each other like, oh shit.
So we accepted it, and then yo, it got kinky real quick. But I mean, I can't. When I play Truth or Dare, I have to say Dare. Like, I feel like I'm a pussy if I say Truth. Like, if I just say.
So it was super fun. And as a host, I let you, you guys chose Dare. And the Dare that I gave them, this was like, mind you, maybe an hour into the fucking sex orgy. So nothing was really popping off. The DJ was just, you know, flogging his naked girlfriend while he DJed.
That was live.
The DJ was lit.
I like that setup.
I was just like, nigga, that's your house. Shit. So they chose Dare, and I told them to go into the kitchen and choose something out of their refrigerator to lick off of the other person.
Yep.
I mean, and what'd you guys use?
I mean, we just went classic with the whipped cream. I'm surprised there was even some left. It was like the last little bit.
You know they freak.
Just said we went classic.
I'm saying though, like, you know, there's other, some people might grab some other shit. I don't know. There's
you know, I was just thinking when we were talking about that. I just moved in here, and I'm like, if I went in my refrigerator right now, what would I have to lick off of anybody?
Oh,
that's Let what I'm see. Saying. What are you going to grab, like ketchup or something?
I have some chicken broth, some DJ. Yeah. Oh, shit. I got it, bitch. Hold on. Damn, Skippy, ho.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, so you know what's crazy? I don't keep my peanut butter in my fridge because I don't like it to be... No!
You refrigerate after opening, okay?
No, it does it say that?
Does it?
Hold on, I'm about to read it.
No,
I don't think it does.
Oh, shit, my almond butter does, but this one doesn't.
I was about to say, my shit be right in my cabinet hole.
And be perfectly fine.
I got the little Skippy. So, I mean, I would put... I really like blue cheese and sour cream. So
sour cream, I could do it. Looks like cum.
I could lick off some sour cream off the nigga. Okay, I put sour cream, put a little caper on that hoe.
You know what I just realized?
Maybe because I'm high, I noticed it. But I'm licking peanut butter. It looks like shit. Like you can't.
Y'all, just know she done got shit on her fingers and licked it before. That's why she's
yeah. No, first of all,
bitch, you don't want to talk about you done seen the doo-doo in the booty and the motherfucking diamond nails, bitch.
Ugh. I see the doo-doo in the booty. You the one licking it off your finger right now.
First of all, bitch, this is not someone's asshole. Let's start with that. I refrigerated it. Soiled shit.
Did you put it in someone's asshole, though? Because that was the first thing you grabbed. When we were talking about licking something off of somebody.
You want me to get the Dijon, the truffle butter? No. What would you like? No. butter. You know what that is?
See, you nasty. That's what I'm saying. Disgusting. You nasty as fuck. You be liking shit. It's okay. You Maduna 2.0. Shit. but guys, I want to get back into, because we've been getting so many questions about the virtual orgies. Mm-hmm. So do you want to share a little bit of what the other couples did over the night? And of course, we all loved, what was her name? Ginger. She just had the
ginger girl.
Ginger girl.
No, she was so cute.
She was cute.
She's so cute. She was teasing the whole fucking room.
Yeah, she was doing her thing. I kept turning to Carmen. I'm like, yo, so.
She was teasing. Like, she would just, like, slow dance. And then she she had this bomb-ass lingerie on. And then she just, like, did a flirty laugh and would put her, like, nipples in the.
Did she have a guy that was there?
Yes, but he was playing video games the whole time. So she's like,
So I went to an orgy the next week, and there was a girl with red hair who was like strip teasing the whole time.
She was so.
But it was a couples orgy, so there was no single people, so it was a little bit less. And it was really funny because me and Old Bay were in there, and at first we were getting into it, right? But we started it because it started at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
Which, too early for an orgy, because when you got people that are in Pacific time, what the fuck? So I'm literally cleaning up dinner. There's fish on the table. And I'm like, just put it on. And there's some girl who's just rolling around her titties out. And this nigga's like, what the fuck they got going on? I'm like, I don't know. So we get a little high and we just watching this shit. And I was trying to get horny, but it started to get funny because one couple was really about it. And they just kept talking shit to the people that wouldn't get on camera. She was legit on the screen getting fucked. She's like, wow, nobody, you guys? Nobody wants to join in? And I was like, yeah, this is getting weirder and weirder.
So share with our audience, Carmen and Adian, what you thought of it, what you saw, what you liked, what you didn't like. What were your thoughts as a couple, and would you do it again?
So I think it was pretty cool. I mean, like Carmen said, that was our first one. I like the setup of it. You know, there was only a few people on camera, so it made it where it wasn't too noisy. You know, the DJ was pretty cool.
It could only be, I think, four at a time, the way they have it.
It was four.
Yeah, which is nice because we can kind of compare it to the Zoom sex party we went to later that night, where there was like 30 people in there and everybody's talking. It's mad loud. Like, you can't really.
Oh, yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah, no, it's not the same. And plus the Zoom party, everybody was kind of just sitting there talking. Nobody was really fucking. Versus the party, the NSFW party, everybody was kind of, even if they were shy, they were at least doing some stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they were able to get loose.
Yeah.
We saw oral. We saw someone do a wax play. Mm-hmm. The cute girl ended up doing the nipple clamps. She had a whole, like, fucking contraption on her nipples. There was a stripper that came on. She was phenomenal. I mean, a little glitchy. It looked a little pixelated, but the stripper was dope.
You dared someone to jerk off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy, he was super shy, and I dared him to jack off and, like, talk to us while he jacked off. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I did. I did that. And then another guy dared. Yeah, no, he was
He was going hard. And then he was kind of awkward, though, because I'm sitting there, and I'm like, Like,
because you're on the screen.
Because I don't want
to
make.
Oh, so like, just to let you guys know what it looks like. So, like, with Zoom, if you've been to a larger Zoom party or Zoom conference call, you probably see 20 screens and you can flip flat back and forth through the pages. So much like if you're watching this on YouTube right now, it's just you in those other screens. So you really see, they see you and you see them and you like, okay.
And everybody else that's in there is watching. Like there's 20 other people that are sitting in here watching you guys too. So I'm sitting there, she dared him to jerk off and I'm like...
Oh yeah, y'all are still on camera.
Yeah.
That's right. So of the four, it was him, you guys, me, and the DJ. And the DJ's music just turned down. He just started stroking. Then we had the other guy, I had him strip tease. Mm-hmm. He was super shy, but he was super into it. Girl, he started hitting my phone up in the NSFW chat after. I was like, whoa. Ooh. All right. Glad you felt free there, but whoa there.
Oops.
It said from 9 to 11, and I hosted, right. And that was it.
Bro. He was like, you made me feel so comfortable. I was like, okay, now.
When I was in the other orgy, so the week after, the host was like really getting it in, like showing pussy, like doing mad shit, right? So we sitting there, and I look at Ove, I said, you know, Mandy hosted this last week, and I really want to know what she was doing.
So did I do a good job hosting the sex party, guys?
I think so.
I mean, we've only been to sex parties like in person, you know? It's hard to host something like this online because you're dealing with delay.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit was
shy
hard
people,
as fuck.
Like, yeah.
It was so hard. I ain't even gonna hold you. I was like, I'm tired, bitch. I killed a whole bottle of wine. I had to like entertain and keep daring people and okay, who's coming on next? And it was definitely a lot of work to keep everyone.
Too.
It was so long. Mm-hmm. I was like,
Someone fucks and they give you a break. Well, let me get off screen.
No, it was long. But no, it was exciting. I guess before we get into our hors d'oeuvre, is this something that you suggest? I know we all are fed up with Zoom, but do you think that it was exciting for you guys to try this virtual orgy, or how did it affect your relationship and sex?
I don't know. Maybe you could speak differently on this, but I don't feel like it changed anything for us sexually because we were already kind of just like open. But I could see if you're new, and we did an episode about this, but like if you're new to the lifestyle, you've never been to a party, I feel like a virtual sex party can actually be a good start because sometimes sex parties, it could be a lot. And if you're someone who gets intimidated in that situation, you might want to retract. And it's already hard because like, let's say you drove like 2-3 hours to get to this party. You're not going to drive 2-3 hours after you just got there to go home because you feel uncomfortable. So at least on a virtual party, you have the option to go in and go out as you please, which is a nice thing.
Literally.
I think the other nice part about it too is the voyeuristic part of it, like in a real sex party, you know, you're there, you could be looking, but you see people looking at you looking, and so that can feel uncomfortable because you feel like a creep, you're not sure what you're supposed to be doing, and you can get some uncomfortability there. But I'll be honest, I don't think a orgy is crazy exciting virtually for people who have already done orgies, but assuming that the most of you may have not, I would definitely look into NSFW. The tickets are like moderately priced. At this rate, the way I'm talking about tickets, I really feel like we gonna have to.
Bitch, it's too, I'm not gonna lie, just even the production, it was a lot. I was like, fuck.
Well, you gotta pay. Like, I don't want a DJ because I feel like that's weird. Because
the DJ's
pretty good. The DJ's pretty good.
I saw it too, but at the same time, like,
I mean, if you guys are trying to start your own, I got an idea for a different way to do this that I've been dying to like try it out, but we could talk later.
Because hear me out, right? If a DJ's on and then you got somebody dancing and he's on a 1-2-1-2, but she hears a 1 second delay and she on a 3-4-5-6.
Oh, yeah.
But see, no, that's why we ain't listening to hip hop where you got to be on beat.
So what were we playing?
He was playing some other type of like white people shit. White people shit. Right, yo, shit to where there is no beat.
Put you in
it
a
was some shit where
I felt like I should have been on, like doing shrooms or something. Yeah. And I've never even done anything else besides smoke weed. But
all right, did it sound like this? Wait,
here we go.
No,
it actually no. That's like porn music. Okay, his music holds his music.
Not too porny.
No, it was like more housey, spacey vibe.
Okay. Yeah. Space. Let me see if I can get
it. It was like the type of music where you don't know when it starts and when it ends, but it, like, you know, at some point he changed the song. It's just like it all sounds kind of the same.
You don't even know when the song changed.
Yeah.
But also you could still fuck to it. So it was cute. Well, I like what you said. I agree. I think that, of course, with this podcast, a lot of people have thought of going to sex clubs.
Oh, I found it. And like this?
Kind of?
I typed in trans porn.
But I know that, like, a lot of people definitely wanted to get into sex clubs, orgies, mm-hmm. group sex. So again, I definitely recommend this. But anyways, we're going to get again. God damn this fucking shit. A bitch is, it's burning and all. God damn.
Well, we're going to get into the Horror d'oeuvre. If you guys have never heard our show, the Horror d'oeuvre is an awesome segment, and it is about all the sex tips we can give you. And here is the one for this week. So,
I love it.
Try kneeling beside your partner during oral instead of in front of them. If you typically kneel in front of someone during a blowjob, try kneeling beside them. Not only will this give them a great view of your ass, but you also might find it more comfortable and easy for you to stimulate your kid's clit while giving it all. Now, I've given this tip all of the time in reverse as far as men eating pussy from the side because the lips match the lips.
Oh, you have given this as a eating pussy.
My sex tip I give everywhere because I feel like it's really, really helpful. And like we just keep the monotony so much with certain things like oral. Mm-hmm. And I think we think the way to change it up is 69. Do you guys have a sex tip for us?
Ooh. Off
Not
the top
like
of my head,
one.
Just
it could be solo. Just whoever comes out with it first. It's about some dick or some pussy or both.
Off the top of my head, I was just gonna say buy something and try it. Like whether that's a toy, a restraint, anything like that. Like just something because it's gonna make you do something different.
Yeah, especially the longer you're in a relationship and you want to find a way to switch it up a little bit, and just regular sex might not just cut it. So,
what's the last thing you guys bought together?
If you I'll go grab it real quick.
Okay. I don't really know how to explain it. I said it's like a restraint. It's probably a restraint is the best way to put it. So he puts it like on my chest and then it holds my arms in place and my legs in place.
I feel like a bar?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, I see.
Oh, shit.
So it's actually
a thigh sling. It's kind of on some bondage type of shit.
Yeah.
So it basically, I like her legs, like from her thighs, get strapped up to her arms or to her chest. Sorry, and then you could
now,
reverse
can those
it.
Fit, so. Can those fit big thigh hoes like me? Because my thighs don't be wanting to fit in no garters or none of that.
Well, I hope it's adjustable, bro.
Yeah,
imagine
it is
the
adjustable.
Yeah,
it's adjustable.
Could only get up to me.
Does it say big thigh adjustable, like good for big thighs?
It says
that's
a,
how you know
maybe
it
has
us.
A circumference, okay?
Yeah, it does. It's 13 to 23 inches on circumference for the thigh.
Hell no, my thigh is like the same size as my waist, and I know my waist
is
about 29.
Mandy. 23 inches that's, is two. Are you serious?
No. Oh, it's circumference? Like
in circumference,
2 feet? Yeah, but I know my waist is
it's
like
24 inches.
29.
I know you guys. I'm giving a roundabout. Damn.
Right, but my waist is 29 inches, and I think my thigh is the same as my waist.
I mean, she's got a kind of
big
low.
Old thighs.
She's got it like halfway down her thigh.
Oh, she okay.
So
okay.
All right. Well, I'm gonna have to put them holes around my ankles. Okay, so ankles. So you tied each other up. I guess too. This was a question I was gonna ask in the horrible decision when we get into it, but since we're talking about it now. For vanilla couples, I hate to label them that way, mm-hmm. but couples who may not be in the lifestyle.
Starter kit hoe couples.
What would you suggest for a couple who is just now trying to introduce things into the bedroom? What thing would you suggest them to buy first?
So I would say, this kind of sounds intense, but the wax, it turns into massage oil. So it's a candle. You light it. It turns into massage oil. And then you can pour it on the body.
The wax candle.
And I like the warmth. It's not too hot like candle wax, like you're pouring candle wax onto you. But it's nice because then you could use that to kind of like stimulate your partner. And a full body massage.
You know, I
like
get to use one.
Really?
I want to.
I think hot wax is actually so far down. I'm shocked you said that.
Really? What would you say?
For a starter kit, though?
You think that's too intense? Do you think it needs to be something more vanilla?
Yes, but I also think that suggestion is really different. Like, I feel like people have heard this shit all the time. I would say, like, super small, like blindfolding, which sounds very basic, but to lose sight is very intense during sex. I would say basic thing would be, like, the tape to tape around your wrists, like, or hand or hand
definitely
cuffs.
Or you could use zip ties or something for the same
thing. If we're doing, like, real vanilla shit, I would say, like, clit stimulators.
I was going to go there. The first person that brought sex toys into the bedroom with me, we went to the sex store together and he bought the wand. Mm. So he was really trying super hard to make me squirt. And I guess he saw it in a porn, this fucking
Hitachi
wand. And it was like, yeah, and this is when it plugged into the wall. Cause this was what, 2008, 2009. So it plugged in the wall, but it had a big old like mushroom tip and it just vibrated.
Bitch,
like
how
hell.
How old were you?
Bitch, I was 18. What's the problem? I was 18, puss the hoe. Shit. Okay. Anyway, I've grown up. My shit charges now, okay? It doesn't need to be plugged
into
the wall.
No, bitch, you haven't grown up. Technology and science.
Love that too. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and now get into our whole facts. I do like, again, if you guys have any tips on what you brought into the bedroom with your partner first, please share it with us. Tweet us, hashtag horrible decisions on Twitter. Write it under the comments when we post the cover art for this episode. Let's just, you know, share what we bring into the goddamn bedroom. So speaking of vibrators, it leads us into our whole facts. I found this completely interesting, and Carmen, let me know, or Weezy, let me know if you knew this. Vibrators were actually created for crazy women.
We've actually talked about this before.
Did we?
Absolutely. This is.
No, I think we said we were going to talk about
this. No, dude, this is, I'm sorry, have we all heard this before?
No.
I've heard this.
I feel like I've
we
heard
have not.
This
somewhere.
Yes, you have. Maybe we've on all Twitter heard or something. This before, bro. Like, so back in the day, vibrators, when they were first introduced, it was because obviously female orgasm is so fucking foreign to anybody that they found it to be the way of release. And there were psychologists that did it, doctors. I think at one point I was reading something about, and this could be just like some bullshit, but it was known as hysteria, right? So this woman went in there. There's movies about it. But this woman went in there apparently so many times within the day, they had like banned her and like called her like a crazy person and wanted to like lock her up because she wanted to come that much. Like, this is apparently...
I know we've talked about nymphomania, which is why they thought women who wanted to have sex needed to go into the crazy asylum.
Well, the...
Like...
Right. The hysteria that... So hysteria is the cause, they were saying, along with anxiety and, you know, irritability and nervousness. And they would umbrella that as the term for women that needed to fucking come. But also, by the way, hysteria is uterus in Greek.
Oh.
For real?
I did not know that.
See, no, bro, we ain't talk about this because I ain't know that.
I like how she just, Weezy just throws that out there like it's just a known
that.
Fact.
Like, but you don't
have a facts podcast now. This is what I do.
Oh yeah, true.
Right? Like, no, in real life, like, I feel like that's one of those little things. Like, we've been doing this podcast for 3 years now, and I know that that would have been something I was just throwing out at the bar when I'm drunk. Did you know hysteria in Greek is uterine? Like, I totally would have remembered some shit like that. So nah, bro, we ain't talking about this shit because I would have remembered that.
I probably didn't drop the Greek thing, but Michelle Hope, I think, is the one who first may have talked about that with us when she brought out all the sex toys and shit like that.
Oh, she did bring them up. That's right. Okay.
Wow. And I would just like Michelle. To add, I'm so high, I can't even think of my last name. But that somehow went back into my brain. I was like, oh, I remember that thing.
I don't know how you remember anything, goddamn. But anyway. I'm like trying to find a way to segu to the next motherfucking. Anyways, we're going to get into the horrible decision. This one, Weezy can share as someone with a boyfriend. You guys, congratulations, are now married or engaged.
Engaged,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, same shit.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So yes, congrats. I'm super excited. So for this week's horrible decision, I wanted to talk about outside now of the virtual orgies, because we discussed that already, mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about keeping it spicy during quarantine, being a part of the lifestyle, and how you are able. I asked Weezy, and you know, without being able to add thirds or fourths or couples, how you're going with that, or if you have a couple. And also, like I said, just for people who are now bitch up under each other all the motherfucking time, how you guys don't get sick of each other. So we'll start it first. Can you let our listeners know where you guys feel you fall into the lifestyle? So are you swingers, poly, open? What? Why are you laughing, bro? Was that not, I can't ask that?
I just always laugh at the lifestyle because it sounds like a cult, dude. And every time someone tells me they're in the lifestyle, I'm like, oh my God, these are fucking freaks, my nigga.
No,
and let me
just
tell you, I've eaten cream pies out of bitches, and I still think when someone tells me they're in the lifestyle, I'll be like, they are sick.
No, like, bro, it's the same way. You're in a lifestyle if you want a picket fence and a husband with a kid and a dog. That's like a real basic lifestyle.
I wish we could just find another like word except for like, I'm going to a lifestyle party.
That's kind of been our thing with the word swinger, though. So, for us, we don't really like the word swinger. So we tell people that our relationship is emotionally monogamous, sexually open. So emotionally is just us, and sexually, you know,
y'all,
we open it up to
too many words. Too many words.
I like that one.
It's better than saying swinger, because swinger has such a like weird connotation with it. When people hear the word swinger, they're like, they look at you dirty.
Swingers also, if we think about it, I mean, the actual by definition is couple swapping. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's what a lot of people don't like when they're polyamorous. They're like, oh, you're swingers. Like, they hate to be under that umbrella mm-hmm. term, because that's just, truth be told, what we all assume we know. That's the blanket statement for, you know, being sexually virtuous as a couple.
So you're emotionally monogamous, sexually open.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so what have you guys done? You shared that you've been to sex clubs before. Have you guys done couple swaps and brought in thirds to your bedroom? Like, to what extent are you guys I'm trying to say another word instead of lifestyle, but
what's our experience, our resume?
So we've done soft swap, which is usually just oral. We've done a full swap, which is like both partners switch. We've brought in girls. We've tried to bring in a single guy a few times, but I wasn't vibing with them, so we kind of just stopped it.
Where'd you meet them?
Hold on, Adian, now we got to talk about it.
What's up?
You letting, so are you allowing her to pick the men that you bring into the bedroom?
Yeah.
Like, how does that conversation happen? We get so many questions about women trying to figure out how to have a threesome with a woman. Mm-hmm. But I guess, Adian, I want to know what that conversation is like for you and Carmen, how you brought up that you wanted to bring a guy into the bedroom. So Adian first, or Carmen first.
I already tell her. So, like, well, I ain't bringing it up. That's what she looks like.
All right. So I think to get there, we should probably go back to how we even got in the lifestyle in the first place, which was all her fault. So if you want to tell
my
her.
My fault, like, it's a bad thing. Was not complaining.
Well, you want to tell them how we got into it?
No, go ahead. But okay, I'm just saying. You weren't.
Basically, one night we're fucking. We had just smoked. We're drinking, whatever. And she's telling me how she wants to have a threesome with one of her friends. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Next day,
I wake up. I'm like, yo, you were so fucked up last night. Like, you said you wanted to fuck your friend, blah, blah, blah. And I'm laughing about it. She's like, oh, yeah, I know. So I'm like, oh, okay. Like, let's figure this out. Fast forward, that we started looking stuff up. We found out about the lifestyle. We went to a few parties, whatever. And the idea of bringing in another man, but just swapping, you know, even that came up. And obviously I got to share her with somebody. The idea of bringing in another girl, that's no problem. It's easy. I don't got to really think much about it, but sharing her with another man is different. Mm-hmm. So we had our first swap experience. That was cool. The couple we knew for a while, so we had a lot of comfort built around it. There's a lot of respect there. And I think that's one of the biggest things with bringing in another guy. For me, at least, there has to be a lot of respect there. Like, you got to respect me, you got to respect her, and I got to be able to respect you, because I'm letting you have something that's like, you know, this is my queen at the end of the day. So for that reason, you know, we tried a couple of times with one person, two people, whatever, but it just didn't work out because of how she felt. And at the end of the day, I mean, that's the most important thing. So if she doesn't feel right, then...
What's your ideal scenario for male, female threesome? Because I know we see fantasies all the time in porn play out where it's like friends and it happens, or it's just two guys in a bar. Like, being that you do it with your fiance, what would be like the best case for you?
On vacation, because I feel like I'm already relaxed, and it would be somebody tall, because I have like a height requirement. That's how I'm 5'6". I feel like I'm so tall for a girl, so I need someone who's at least like 5'11 or taller.
Okay.
No less.
Okay.
And I mean, really, it could happen. Like, we could be at a bar, we could be on a cruise, and we could meet someone, and we could just hit it off.
Would it be like you flirting with a guy and you come and tell your fiance and you bring him back? Or you guys are like kicking the shit at the bar and you're like, oh, he's cool.
I feel like I would flirt first. I don't think that couples approaching a guy is actually really a good idea. I feel like it's intimidating. Like,
or a girl.
Or a girl, yeah. It's hella intimidating.
Sure, yeah, I agree.
You know, so I'd rather be the one to flirt and then introduce them to each other. Be like, hey, I'd have already told them, like, he would have already known from the bat that, like, I was going to go talk to this guy because I wouldn't just walk up to him. And if he was cool and I was cool and he was cool, then we go back and get it popping.
Have you guys used dating apps at all?
Yeah.
To meet thirds? And how has that worked for you guys?
So I'm on Tinder and I'm on Bumble. And I just feel like there's a lot of girls on there that say that they're not looking for a threesome. I've never actually looked for a guy because I just don't really feel like the type of guy that I'm looking for is on there. But it definitely sucks, like, trying to find girls on those apps. I wouldn't suggest it because most of them put in their bio, like, not looking to be your unicorn. And I'm like, yo, I'm not even trying to have you be our unicorn. Like, they just think we're gonna jump into everything.
You didn't have that experience though, right, Weezy? Like, you were able to find thirds fairly easy on there?
I feel bad. But I am curious to know, what do you mean you're not trying to get them to be your unicorn if you're swiping girls? How? I feel like you're defining a unicorn. Go ahead. Maybe you
explain. Not like in a relationship way, because I think some girls kind of take it like we're trying to be poly or trying to bring them in and just like straight.
I think unicorn is a one night thing too, though, to be honest with you. I don't think unicorn, because if it is a unicorn, it's like, we know that it's someone that'll have sex with a couple, but in a poly term, I feel like it would read, we're looking for a girlfriend. No, I think unicorn is what you want.
No, I agree. But some girls, I think they think that, like,
I feel like there's categories. Like, there's different types of girls for different things. There's the girl that you're going to sleep with one night stand. That's a unicorn, you know, like, she's down to fuck. She doesn't give a fuck. But then there's girls that I'm willing to have a friendship and, like, we're either just hanging out vanilla shit or we can play and it's cool, but everyone's cool, you know, and you're probably around our life a little bit longer. The third category is if I'm considering poly, which we've talked about, like having a girlfriend that we share. And I feel like then you're that person, you know, I have actual love for you and he has love for you. So you would break it in three categories.
Yeah.
I want to know, getting back, especially into the fact that now maybe a third isn't an option right now, how you guys are not getting sick of each other during quarantine, and if you guys are having more sex, less sex, if you find sex being boring, how has it affected the sex life?
So I don't have to go into the office, but he does. But he's home this week. Like, he spent this week home, and I'm dick-stracted, is what I told somebody. Like, he, when he does go into the office, he actually came home one day and surprised me and fucked me and then went back to work. Like, nothing happened.
Like, during my lunch break.
Oh, my God, that's hot as fuck.
I hauled ass home, but.
I like that.
I feel like it keeps it interesting, though, because I'm not expecting to get some dick in the middle of the day if he's not home.
I had my first, like, dick surprise like that, too. What day of the week was that? What the fuck was he thinking about?
It happened a couple times, like, on a Monday, on a Wednesday. You know that, like, I'm going to help you get through the middle of the week. Something to look forward to.
Mine was weird because I didn't expect it to happen either, but it was, like, a Saturday, so I don't know what the fuck we were doing. We try to read, you know what I mean, during the week. Like, try to just do things in the same space without talking. And I actually really enjoy that. Because sometimes you always feel like when you're around someone, you have to fill in that dead air, and you don't. Like, we can be hours together doing other shit, working on something creatively, learning a language, and just not speak. It's weird. But anyway, so I'm walking about to clean. Go ahead, what?
Oh, no, no, no. Go ahead.
So I was about to clean, and I was like, where's the whatever I was looking for, right? Like the soap or whatever. He's like, you're not about to do that right now. And I was like, why? And he's like, because I need to come, and you're going to make me come. I was like, excuse me? And at first, I mean, you know, I am a little feminist here. I was like, nigga, shut up. And he dead ass fucking grabbed me by my fucking dress, put me on the floor, pulled his dick out, and put it in my mouth. Bitch, I came before we were fucking. Because, you know, it's really disrespectful, but I felt like it was okay to be disrespected at that time. You know, it was a weekend. I didn't have anything to do. I wasn't scheduled for anything. And I was about to clean, and I hate dishes anyway.
Hate them.
So why don't y'all...
Look, and I'm over here like, ooh, let me share about how I disrespected my own pussy. Fucking lonely over here. Fuck. Damn, I'm over here getting moist talking to you guys.
You're going to have to order a moist vibrator. That's what we wanted to hear. As a surprise.
I'm moist over here.
What is that, old lady pussy? That's cat lady pussy.
Don't do this.
Moist.
Shut up, bitch. I'm about to be 30, okay? This shit about to blow powder soon. Let me live. So I wanted to ask you, I guess, one more question. Because it seems like you guys have been fairly open with, you know, Carmen, what you want to bring into the room. And Adian, I'm sure you can even kind of voice what you like with her. What do you guys do when you feel like there's nothing else left? Have you guys reached a point where you're like, okay, sex is boring. Let's try something new. And for the couples who maybe feel like, okay, my sex life right now is really routine, I know we talked about the toys. What would you say could be something to make sex less boring for a couple, especially right now?
So I think
I like the popping in too, by the way.
I think for us, like, one thing that we enjoy, you were talking about Cam Soda earlier. We have a running joke on our podcast about how much we go on Chatterbait. It's the same thing, but just different girls. And we actually interviewed a girl. Her name is Nora from Chatterbait. She's probably one of our favorites. She does great shows and, like, just really cool, you know, having that, especially now because we can't go to parties and we can't obviously bring somebody into our home. It's nice to be able to change things up in that way. So either cam girls or just regular porn is another way to kind of bring things up and to spice it up. Like, we were fucking earlier watching a porno and just like, oh yeah, I want to do that. And you know,
you mentioned cam girls. I feel like a lot of people watch porn. Can you talk about the cam girls? Do you like type in the chat and tell them to do things? Do you join with your camera or you just watch? Or
so in Chatterbait, if you do a private, you could join with your camera.
Chatterbait.
Okay.
If you do like their regular stream, it's just a chat that's going. And then maybe they'll do like a special show. So like this one girl does ticket sales and she sells like tickets for tokens. We buy tokens. And honestly, I feel like I'm in a strip club and it's so much better because I'm not actually like throwing money and watching it go away and then only getting like their ass shaking. Like I'm actually getting something from it and I come. So it's very rewarding. Very
that's
rewarding
so dope
process.
That you guys do that.
I like that. That's like actually a little virtual strip club. How much have you guys, when I get a nigga.
How much have you guys spent this month? Or well, let's just say April because it's May now. But how much have you spent in April on cam girls?
So maybe like
I don't know how much we spent in April, only because our favorite girl hasn't been on there. Like, we literally now are at the point where if she's not on, we're like hardly getting on. But this year we probably spent a few hundred.
Oh yeah.
Like we're actually friends with her, which is cool. Yeah. We had her on our podcast. Yeah, she's
you
really
said,
cool.
You said so for this year for 2020 you guys have probably spent, you said $200?
No,
more
like
than that. Like probably five.
Maybe more, like $1,000.
No. You think you spent $1,000 on it?
Oh, probably. Very easily.
Have
you because we just start like you keep adding in more and then you just keep throwing them, so.
And have you from
any of them in person?
No,
we met some at like Exotica, but not like any that we know. Okay. You know, we just met them and that was it.
He's like,
I swear, I didn't. This is a perfect segue, by the way. I did not know I was picking. So the whole mail for this episode is exactly has to do with this. And I want both of your opinions on this. Maybe taking your relationship back before you were as open as you were with what you guys were into. The title of this whole mail, and I wish I could make this up, is watching live cam girls cheating. That's the question. So, hey, Mandy and Weezy. Okay, I have two problems. I went through my man's phone while he was sleeping.
Oh, Lord.
That's definitely problem number one. I know this is wrong, but I have trust issues. He's cheated on me a lot. He's 10 years younger than me, but we have been together for 4 years, going on 5 in August, and we are expecting our first child together in October. When I went through his phone, I saw in his browser that he watches live cam girls that you can chat with. I feel like I can't discuss this with him, however, because of how I found out about it. Snooping. Is this considered cheating?
Girl,
what if he's chatting right with them? That is different than porn because it seems more personal. He doesn't open up to me sexually, doesn't tell me his fantasies or fetishes. I just know he cheats on me with white girls, so I assume that's what he likes. Except he says I'm into Latinos like me, or he's into Latinos like me. I don't even understand why he cheats. I give him what he wants sexually, sex and head every day, except when I catch him cheating. That drives me away.
And she's pregnant.
And she's pregnant.
Oh my God.
I think I've caught him cheating so many times that he's learned to cover his tracks, but I don't think he knows that I checked his browser too. Sincerely, pregnant, old, and insecure.
Who's going to do it? You want me to do it? Let me do it.
No. Don't read her yet. Let's get some really nice advice from the couple.
I am going to be nice about it.
You're already... Look at your tone. It's body language. So Carmen... Well, actually, Carmen, I do want to ask you, again, going into the earlier phases of your relationship, or maybe even thinking of past relationships, would you consider a guy watching cam girls as cheating?
So I wouldn't consider it cheating. We actually weren't open about like Aiden watching porn at first in a relationship. So we've been together 8 years. First 3 years were monogamous. The thought of even being open, going to a sex party, never would have crossed my mind. I overheard him talking to somebody about like porn. And at this point, like I'm young, I'm naive. I'm like, who's watching
you
porn?
Watch porn?
Like I want to know, because we never had that conversation and I was young, I was insecure. So I pulled him aside. We were at a family cookout and I was like, yo, I heard you talking about like you're watching porn, whatever. Like, what's up? Because you just told me a couple weeks ago that you don't watch porn. So he lied to me, like lied dead to my face. And then he says, all right, I'm going to be honest. Like I do watch it. And I was upset. I'm not even going to lie. Like it's okay to be upset. I was upset because... I was insecure at the time. I was a lot younger.
No. What specifically about it made you feel insecure?
Right.
Because to me,
I think
like,
the first part of it was him lying. It was him lying. Because if he was honest when we first talked about it, sure, it might hurt a little bit because I wasn't feeling the most confident in myself. But I can accept it, and I think it probably we would have avoided an argument if he was honest. But because he lied, we had an argument. Afterwards, like a couple weeks after, because I needed some space to kind of like process that, I ended up talking to him. I actually wanted to kind of take control of the situation. So I found porn and like pulled it up on his computer and we watched it together. And like that was our first experience watching porn together.
Look at you, girl. I love it. Rain, I guess my next question to you before Weezy, you know, reads her for filth. I'm waiting for it.
I'm not going to do that.
But
she's pregnant.
But before we get there, Carmen, I want to know, because she mentioned him watching white girls.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, her being a Latina, I want to ask you if when you were insecure, if the type of women that Adian was watching, and I know a lot of people think this, like if I'm a black voluptuous woman and my man is watching white skinny women, is that what he wants? So would that insecurity be there, or would you have a problem in present day if Adian watched porn with women that didn't look like you?
So it's been a problem in the past, but it went from being like the Instagram model the like really big titties, big ass, like super curvy, to then he was like, okay, well, if that's a problem, he went to like super skinny girls, like really flat guy. And I'm like, where do I fit into this? Because when you go from skinny to like these curvy girls, and then he was looking at BBWs, I was like, yo, do you like my body? Like, such a normal thing to try to figure out, like, am I enough? You know, I think that's a normal feeling. Insecurity is okay to feel, but it's how you overcome that. Part of it was having a conversation. I'm not going to lie and tell you like, oh, a conversation is going to be the thing that's going to make you feel better about yourself. You actually need to put in some work. I'm still putting in work. Like, I go to therapy and talk about any insecurities that I have or things that have happened in the past. Just like taking care of myself physically too helps. Like, I feel good. And I understand that when you get into a relationship, I think it's so easy to think that whatever your partner found attractive automatically just goes away because they're with you. And it doesn't work that way. Like, you still have attraction for other people. Like, I'm curious if she sees guys that she finds attractive or girls that she finds attractive and she doesn't talk about it with him. So there's secrecy going on from both sides. And I actually had to check myself for that because I was upset with him for lying. But lying about like porn and stuff, but I was also lying. Like, I was watching porn, but I wouldn't tell him that. And I was interested in girls and I was interested in different types of guys, and I wouldn't tell him that. And when you cross that barrier, I think that that's probably the biggest barrier at first. And when you can cross that and have those conversations, then I think that you'll be
I like that you brought up too, even the insecurity of we feel insecure or get jealous because maybe our partners or our lovers, whoever we're dealing with, checks out another girl or is watching porn in this case. But what's crazy is we do it subconsciously too. We double tap pictures on Instagram. And I know a lot of women get into hating when their man likes pictures on Instagram of these Instagram models. But we go on and like pictures. I'm going to just say Jadenna because, bitch, everybody be liking that nigga. But we go on and we like pictures. We comment. If we see someone attractive in the street, like you said, we can't help if we're attracted to someone else, even when we're in a relationship with somebody. I think that there definitely is just a level of respect. And I'm not going to lie, it's fun for me to be with anyone I'm fucking or hanging with, and we check people out together. It's fun. So I think that that's definitely something to do. I guess, Weezy, snooping is bad. We know. She's pregnant, so be nice. Y'all, she's drinking water. Lord, let me.
I have
let
a few things my, that I would like to say. First of all, congratulations on your baby. That's super exciting. And I wish your energy could be focused in that, but unfortunately it isn't. And the reason I have a big issue with this question, it's not just you. It's people that ask us about what cheating is and don't define any rules between each other. That is...
Wait. Y'all, can we get... I like that. Go ahead.
You cannot tell Mandy. We cannot tell you. There's nothing between you and your man is what cheating is. That is something that's defined so early on. To be quite honest with you, I'm not saying that you even need to know it right in the beginning, because maybe you don't know. You're kind of just learning. But what I would tell you is this. For a man that you claimed has cheated on you so much that you've stayed with, you have now what is called a price of admission. And that price of admission is him watching cam girls while you're pregnant. And you, honest to God, need to get over it. Here's why. If cheating, by definition to you when you wrote us, meant he was fucking other people, and you know he's this person, really, what more do you expect from him? Right. Now, I'm going to give you an example, right? I know my nigga was a hoe. I know this, and I'm super comfortable with it. When we go out together, and I see girls look at him, and he smiles back. If I'm walking back from the bathroom, and he's smiling, and he's talking to them, am I shocked? Do I get super uncomfortable and insecure? No, because that's just, honest to God, this is who he is. I come to the bar, he's like, oh, this is my baby. Baby, me Chanel. Ain't Chanel cute? That's just how my nigga is, okay? Now, if I was dating a man that was a super introvert and that didn't like to go out and talk to people. And I walked back from the bathroom and I saw him talking to a woman. Maybe then I would freak the fuck out. And I say all that to say, you know, he has a large sexual appetite and porn somehow is bothering you. You are never going to get the person you want if you think that this is that big of a deal that you had it right into us. He will. It's almost like you have to find something at this point. You know he's cheated on you so many times, so nothing is going to satisfy you because everything will fucking bother you. If he's the perfect man, now he knows how to hide his phone from you. If he's not fucking other bitches, now it's the cam girls. If he's not watching cam girls, oh, when he goes to the gym, why is he wearing clothes like that? It's always going to be something. And if you want to just have a healthy life and a healthy pregnancy and not stress yourself out, you got to let this shit go. To be honest with you, I find it not just the phone thing. I obviously we know the phone thing is bad, but I've been there. Like, if you can't stop, bitch, you can't stop. It is what it is, right? But the browser in particular.
Wait, you getting into the snooping part?
Well, I want to talk about the browser.
Okay.
That is something that is private, and honestly, our sexual desires, I don't think, need to be everyone else's business. Even if I had a husband, I don't really think it's my business. If you choose to share that with me, cool. But sometimes people have desires or things they're into and they find it more fun. Maybe right now, cam girls, it's an amateur thing. It's very exciting to do. It feels more real. Trust me, they don't give a fuck about your nigga. They don't. They literally don't. And he doesn't care either. He just wants to come. So I think that, like, you may have to take all of your projections and maybe how you view sex and kick that out of the window because he's seeing it differently. You know, maybe you're not horny enough to get on a fucking cam site and masturbate and be done with it. But that's just the sexual appetite that he has. So either you accept it or you don't. But you can't just sit here and be like, is he cheating on me? Because you're used to him cheating on you and just fabricating this shit in your head because you're only going to drive your own self crazy and or push somebody away. Mm-hmm. Don't you dare tell that nigga you looked through his phone. And if you ever do need to tell him you looked through his phone, it better be because you found out he was cheating. Do not tell that man that you went through his phone and you found out he's looking at cam girls. God forbid. I don't care if he spent this.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. At this point, he probably going to laugh in your face because, sis, you stayed after the cheating. Mm-hmm. So I say it all the time. A man will only do to you what you allow. So the fact that you stayed, the fact that he's been cheating on you, the fact that, you know, you're about to have his kid and you're still putting up with the fact that he's a cheater and you can't trust him. Mm-hmm. You may need to now change how you view your relationship, because maybe now he's not cheating on you, because bitch, clearly he's telling you. You said he's getting better at covering his tracks, but you know what's happening. And if you choose to stay, the idea of monogamy may not necessarily be what you really want, because you didn't leave him for cheating the first time, which is why you still think, and he probably feels comfortable cheating still. They will only do what you allow, sis, and you still there. So I don't think that.
But see, this is the hard part because, like, at this point, it's too far gone. We can't even, like, what's she gonna do? Break up with him? No, I think.
No, it's a pandemic.
And I think all you could do is move forward, man. And if, like, the price of admission to your nigga is that he likes cam girls, then bitch, let him like cam girls, dog. Like, bro, I honest to God thought I was gonna get broken up with for going to the club all the time by somebody I was dating with. He was like, you just love going out, and I wouldn't even get super lit. He's like, you just have to go out and you have to put on makeup and you have to talk to people. I'm like, that's my shit. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, I love being social. That makes me feel good about myself. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. I get my energy from other people. So, like, if he fabricated that into thinking the more and more you go out and the more you look at people, you're gonna wanna fuck one of them. That's what you gonna sound like to this nigga. Oh my God, were you looking at cam girls? What are you gonna do next? Are you gonna try to meet him online? Do not. I'm telling you, you're gonna sound irrational, and men always try to do that shit to us. No offense, AD. All I'm saying is men be acting like we're fucking nuts. You know what I'm saying? When really we be thinking about what we be saying. But these niggas just be like, no, this bitch is pregnant and crazy. So sit your pregnant, crazy ass down, bitch. I'm just playing. I'm not trying to call you crazy. But seriously, put that energy into some other shit, man. Be happy.
Absolutely.
Be grateful for this quarantine time, especially if you got a whole ass nigga, because now you can reconnect with him.
Reconnect with the wholeness. Yes. You know, all these niggas is hoes. So, y'all, we just need to accept they hoe-ass ways and just decide we love them as individuals, because this is why sexuality is not a choice. Because I promise you, y'all niggas get on my nerves so motherfucking much, I wouldn't fuck you, but I can't help it. I want the dick. I gotta have abstinent right now, y'all, so I'm not dating. But,
God, shut up.
But just know that's how you know we can't choose who we sexually attracted to, okay? So just know we born this way, goddammit. I was born wanting some goddamn dick, and it ain't changing. Anyways.
Came out the pussy like, where's it? This motherfucker
put it in my mouth.
Put me in, and I want to take me out.
Oh God.
Before we leave here, Aiden and Carmen, you guys are so freaking amazing. I feel like I've met you guys in person. I also have listened to your pod, which, by the way, guys, dope. Quality.
Thank you.
The audio is great. You guys have dope guests. You guys said you just had Kinks with Kiki.
Yep.
Guys, she came on our podcast as well. And also, just for you guys to be a couple in the lifestyle, I feel like we need to add like a whole like fucking drop to that. But because you guys are just so open, you guys have been together for so long, I think that a lot of our listeners.
How long have you been together again?
Eight years.
And now engaged. So I think that a lot of our audience can relate to you guys. And even if they can't relate in the sense of being in a relationship, I'm sure they can learn a lot mm-hmm. about how to introduce just new things to themselves, the bedrooms, their lovers, casual dick, non-casual
dick,
whatever the fuck.
Yo, in the 8 years, who got better looking? Which one of y'all, like, which one outshined the most?
Why are you asking
outshined?
This?
Outshined?
You were like, damn, you got her. Real fine in them 8 years.
I'm going to say her.
You think that I got more fine?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I think she gets fine.
I was looking at the pictures. I ain't going to lie. You was, Aiden, you look kind of like a little boy a long time ago.
So maybe it was now, him.
He has a beard. Yeah. The hair is a cheat code. I'm done with these mm-hmm. niggas with beards, yo. They look like whole different niggas without the hair on their face. Mm-hmm. I'm over it. But the beard is a good look for
you. My nigga talked about trimming his beard the other day. All he said was trim, and I heard remove. I said, excuse me? First of all, no. He was like, yo, but it's coming over my lips and my teeth. I was like, leave it.
I ain't even going to hold your shit changing during this quarantine. The niggas that I'm liking right now, y'all, they got salt and pepper. Don't talk about how old they are. But the niggas got salt and pepper in that beard. And I'm like, that is doing something for me.
See that little seasoning?
And they're a little old. I ain't gonna lie, that little seasoning, bitch. I have it. I have a tingly sensation for a salt and pepper right now. And I'm just like, ooh, tell me about how it was
to live
in the 80s.
The world has to literally end for this bitch to want to fuck a nigga over 40. Wow.
Ain't that crazy?
Yes.
I thought it was crazy too, bitch.
What the fuck is going on, Mandy? Bitch, cut her hair, got a cat, fucking old nigga. What's next, auntie?
Bitch, I ain't even gonna lie. A bitch been talking. I've been looking up indoor plants. I'm gonna be old like your hoe ass with plants.
First of all, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. That's the next phase is getting. I'm gonna be a plant mama.
I'm a parent, and I'm gonna know and understand. That all it does is add energy and oxygen into
now,
our
that
home.
That is some auntie shit, okay? The fact that I'm on the phone with my homegirls and we talking about indoor plants and knife sets, I am officially fucking old, okay? It used to be about sucking dick. Now we're talking about ordering knives.
Don't worry, you'll be back. Absolutely.
Yeah, once quarantine is over, you'll snap right back into it.
And they say, like, as women get older, they're more, their sexual libido is higher, so.
Yeah.
Bro, have you met Mandy's mom?
Yes. I ain't even go. Oh wait, you
yo, your mom at the first part, at the first live show was like, "Go to Trapeze."
Oh shit,
Miami.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
the fact that my mom embarrassed me in Orlando, by the way, and I had to be like, "If you don't," she was ready to book a session with King Noir and Jasmine. She's like, "Oh, Tampa, that's close. I'll be seeing you soon," and was bent over getting flogged during our fucking meet and greet. I said, I told my cousin, I said, tell my mama to sit her ass up and just wait for the motherfucking meet and greet.
Do you know what my mom was doing? Crying in the corner with, if we are not our mother's children, this girl, she comes over, says my real name in front of everybody. Come here. And like, mom, mind you, the girl don't have a meet and greet thing, so I'm trying to be respectful to people who paid for the fucking meet and greet. She has been listening to you for 5 years. We've had the show for 3.
Oh my God.
She's known you on the Instagram for 5, okay?
On the Instagram.
Can I take a picture with her, please? And then one of my favorite distinctions of how our mothers are really us. P. Muna asked, when a man comes, and this was at our first live show, you guys were there. They said, this is to the mamas, he said. And he said, where do you want him to come? And here goes my mom's inner whole self. Oh, and she has pearls on. I guess I'll take it in my mouth. And he goes, Mandy's mom, I got 3 orifices, and I'm going to use all of them.
Do y'all remember that?
I do.
When I tell you, I be like, Mom, why?
Same thing. I be acting like I am.
Even worse, at the Orlando live show, they get up and do the fucking porn category.
Mom won.
My mom wins, but her first category was BBC. I said, no, Mom, you can't. No. No, Mom, you're the white mom. Shut the fuck up, standing on saying, you can't say BBC. Ebony, keep all that shit away. Here goes Weezy's mom. She's supposed to pick categories. And Weezy's mom is just saying, in my mouth, in my ass, on my tits. We're like, Miss Jewel is supposed to be categories. And she's like, on my arm.
My mom could not get that shit together. Manny's mom was like, Asian. My mom was like, in my face.
What's going on?
Oh, good. You guys thought I had one of your moms on the pod.
I know. Have y'all thought about bringing your mom or dad on the pod?
We say it all the time, but like
they know. But they don't talk about it. Yeah, I told.
They don't know if they listen
to your podcast.
They're like, lifestyle fitness.
I think they know. So for example, when we interviewed Sammy from The Circle earlier this year. And we had to drive to Philadelphia.
Y'all tried to fuck.
I mean,
no, we did not. No,
she got a man, so we're respectful.
That don't mean nothing with y'all.
Hey, we're respectful. We try to be. We have had people with men though try to come up, and then we're like, we find out afterwards, and that's drama we don't want to be a part of. But
I know that's right.
But yeah, so I told my mom we're going to Philadelphia. She's like, "Oh, what for?" I said, "Oh, to do a podcast interview." She just changed the subject. Like, we're texting. She just completely ignored it, just changed the subject. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever.
That's more than my mom asked where she went wrong. Because my sister is bi, I'm bi. My mom was like, where did I go wrong? And my dad thinks that our podcast is about fitness. Like, he wants a link to listen. He doesn't know how to really, like, use a phone. And I'm not trying to explain how to find a podcast to him, because then he'll start listening to everything.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I do that when I meet a guy. I be like, nope, don't listen to the podcast. Ask me what the fuck you want to know. I'm going to tell you, but don't go and listen. Don't go and listen.
They're going to clench their booty hole.
Well, then maybe he's not meant for me. No, I'm just playing. I don't maybe be here by the booty hole.
Maybe he's not your soulmate.
Here. I'm gonna throw tomatoes in there. I'm gonna add the tomatoes.
If you enjoyed this episode, check out the description.
Make sure you guys drop once again your handles, your podcast, where they can listen to you before we do our little patron drop.
Yeah, so
go ahead. How can the people listen to y'all?
So we're everywhere that you can find podcasts. We drop every Tuesday, so check out Horrible Decisions on Monday and then listen to us on Tuesday. And you can find us at Bull and Bunny Pod. So the name of the podcast is Bull and Bunny Podcast. And then we're on Instagram, Twitter, and I think that's it.
Instagram and Twitter is like the most used. We have a Facebook page, but we don't use it.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to drop their links so that you guys can communicate with them if you want to fuck them, they're cute. I'm sure this YouTube is out. Another podcast that drops on Tuesday for Fact's Sake Podcast. This week, Eddie and I are going to dive into weird ways that people die. Don't ask. Last week, we did Scientology. Do y'all know what the fuck? Nigga.
No, that shit starts with Cyan. So no,
bro,
I don't,
but
I don't,
it's not even mm-mm. science. It's literally it's like crazy. A religion. It's about like aliens yeah. in your body, and when you die, they leave your body. Mm-hmm. Nigga, Will Smith in the shit, bitch.
Oh, maybe that's what I like Scientology, not science.
I have never Googled so much before any episode of anything I've ever done in my fucking life. I got in such a rabbit hole. I was talking about horrible decisions and Scientology. I was fucked up. This shit was crazy, bro. They legit, you have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to like get deeper mm-hmm. into the religion, right? And the deep.
Oh, no. Sounds like a scam.
Bitch,
sounds like.
Tom Cruise is at the top of the chain, right? But every single person that does Scientology, okay, they believe that an alien landed in their body, and that when they die, the alien goes back to Venus, and then he redirects itself to another body.
So Scientology, what's that thing all the celebrities
that's
are
it.
In?
The Illuminati.
The Illuminati. Oh. That's what mm-hmm. Scientology
Bitch,
is the Illuminati.
Let me tell you how crazy Scientology is. Do y'all know who Charles Manson is?
Yeah.
Duh.
Bitch, he was in Scientology and said it was too crazy.
Oh, hell no. That's how you know it's crazy. Charles Manson is a fucking psycho.
That might be some shit I'm not interested in. So actually, I'm not interested in none of this shit.
Yo,
no,
Eddie thinks anyway. We might die. He's like, they gonna come get us. I was like,
oh, shit.
I am just interested in dicks and vaginas. And taxes at one point. That was a part of my life. Again, before we get out of here, I want to shout out to all of our patrons and you hoes that watch us on YouTube, because y'all kept asking, hey, are y'all posting on YouTube still? Because we went shy for like a fucking month. So now you guys get to see us in our fucking rooms and kitchen. Yay. Ooh. I don't know why this is so exciting.
I had a really cute
backdrop,
you guys want by fucking the way, and Benson, who's in here, was like, oh, turn it around. We can't have you face the window. Nigga, it's black outside.
Bitch, you, girl. All we saw is windows, and it made
why
you look
like. Why do you think
like
I got the apartment? The fuck?
Bitch, it made you look like a Scientology, okay? We can see you. But no, shout out to our patrons. Again, guys, if y'all are all caught up with our episodes and want more, there are almost 70 bonus episodes over on Patreon. You can start all the way from the beginning. Some of them are a whole bunch of fucking raggedy mess, but you get to hear our growth over the goddamn years. It's super dope. Weezy and I are doing like once a month now, where we allow our patrons to join us for a live podcast kind of thing. So we allow them to ask us questions, join in on vanilla shit, join in on sharing their stories. And we also get very, very drunk while doing it. So Weezy, do you have any more drops for them? Oh, by the way, guys, Weezy and I are working. Because clearly we can't go on tour, and we keep posting all of our dope Patreon stuff. So Weezy and I are working on designs. If you're a graphic designer and want to help us, we are looking to get merch out to you guys. So we're working on the site and getting you guys to be able to purchase Horrible Decisions merch 3 years later. We're late as fuck, but we're getting there, okay?
Damn shame.
We're fucking getting
there. But no, in regards to Patreon, I mean, it's $5 a month. You know, there's 60 plus bonus episodes with a bunch of shit. We tell most of our personal shit on there. Not like we don't open our assholes and our hearts up anyway on here, but Zoom is super fun. I got so drunk last night on our Zoom that I could barely take my bike home. This nigga had to get behind me on his bike, because you know we're only 10 minutes away from each other now. He was like, yo, just get an Uber. I was like, I'm an independent woman. I was sounding crazy. Bitch, it was bad. So let's just get drunk together again next month.
Yes. So guys, join us. That is patreon.com/horrible decisions. Again, you do have to type that all in. That's patreon.com/horrible decisions. We are going to leave you with a 5-minute bonus clip. And once again, Aiden, Carmen, all you motherfucking pussy assholes in quarantine, thank y'all for joining us for yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Peace.
Say bye. All
right.
Bye.
Let us talk about
yeah, that. I mean, I don't really even like to call myself queer sometimes, because I don't feel like I have suffered any of the real like stigma from that, or like the negative effects of that, because I'm generally passing in any way. And I am, you know, for the most part, like straight. But I do feel like I believe in that. Like, I don't really believe in gender as a thing that you should aspire to. Like, I don't think that man should aspire to be manly. And I guess that kind of moves us into our some of our vanilla
oh
shit
my
that
God,
we were going to talk
not
about.
Just do a motherfucking
That was a segue.
That was a...
Take notes.
By the way, I just learned how to spell segue right the other day. I thought it was spelled like the scooter.
No, this wasn't even actually a vanilla shit, so I fucked it up. But we're just back to the main topic we were going to talk about was the patriarchy and the perils of toxic masculinity.
I knew it.
That's Christopher. It's Christopher's title.
I had three fucking bets on what it would be, and toxic masculinity was one of them, because we were supposed to have that episode with James.
Exactly. That's what we wanted to talk about when I was on. We never
quite got
to
it. Mandy made a good point. Like, I wanted to bring you back to talk about that. And she was like, well, I want someone that's like overly toxic. And I want us to then break it down and talk about it together. But I do feel like,
have
we're
you
not
had a couple of people on your show who are overly
toxic? For all these movies.
Well, we don't really have much beyond that because doing your homework is hard. But
I mean, I think we can talk on that.
No, let's do it
for a while. But I mean, you know, kind of just talking about, I think what you were saying about me being queer or whatever. Just I do believe that like gender is bullshit in a way, and I've kind of felt like that innately just like for a long time, but definitely learning more.
And probably like, we can specify it a little bit more. Like we're not talking specifically about like sex at birth or even like just – I think I like to call it gender performance or the way that you move through the world and like present yourself to people. For example, we're all wearing a beautiful dark nail color today.
All of
and
us, that's right.
I really enjoy doing these like acts of queerness to – or otherness or strangeness to either like bring femininity to masculinity or masculinity to like femininity in presentation or performance.
Can I say you actually – the more I get to know – the longer I've known you, like you started wearing eyeliner and mascara, I think only – I can only remember you doing this about maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. Mm. But when I first met you, I didn't remember this. And I wanted to ask you, and I don't know if it's too personal, but I mean, whatever. Do you think you've been more comfortable with your sexuality and being gay as time goes on?
Absolutely. Yes.
Like since I've known you, I mean.
Yes, absolutely. Before I met you, just before I met you, I went through the dramatic experience of both coming out to myself, like around my mid-teens, and then coming out to a growing circle of my family and friends. And that was a lot. And then like a couple of years after that, I met you. And that's when I first started feeling comfortable, like going out to bars, like to be myself and to meet people or to be on the apps or to even like just introduce myself as a gay person. So, and even since then, since I've met you and since, you moved from Orlando to New York, I feel like the closer I get to 30, which, wow, my birthday's coming up in 2 months. The closer I get to 30, I've like realized that I don't give a shit about what other people, think about me anymore. Or it's not like a sudden drop off. It's just been a steady decline of realizing that finding the things that make me happy and the things that make me fulfilled and the things that make me feel like a productive member of my community.
Yeah.
Like finding those things or and full doing those things are way more important than making my community or parents or family happy with me.
Do you think that has to do with your surround? Like, well, for example, I remember, and we don't have to get into your coming out story. Actually, I wanted to talk about it. But I don't know if, you know, maybe it'll be too lengthy and I want to get to James too. But you told me that when you told your mom, she started praying?
Yes. During my coming out experience with my parents, they were visiting me in my apartment that I, you know, was a young professional, like just graduated a year before, got hired. They came to visit me after I had just moved to Orlando. And I was like, this is the time that I need to come out. Like, it's not around a birthday or a major holiday or anything. This is seriously them just in my space. Like, I have to do this now. And I told a good friend of mine, like, if I don't do it this weekend, you have to hold it to me. Like, I have to actually hold me to it. I have to actually do it. And finally, the last night that they were there, I worked up the nerve to ask them to put their iPads down and listen to what I had to say. And almost immediately, my dad, who is a pastor, started to pray
what?
The demon of homosexuality out of me.